那都晓得，那么就闹心些。啊，你这这边说到的，啊，你去亚拉顿边头呢，早上就想起，啊，你大概那些都是都是边上吃些，啊，你去地地上呀，写了边那个特别，我今天上不到，啊，你去淘宝都日常准备上自己都说特别，学习个八千多哎，啊，你日常准备那是用特别，我今天又没弄特别，我今天。
So, as usual, which we do a practice, which you visualize Manjushri in the space in front of you, and then and on that basis, then accumulate merit and purify the mind of obscurations and negativities through the practice of the seven branched worship.And after that, then you can do the visualization of the flow of light and nectar into you, purifying you of all the obscurations, and then think that you receive the blessings, his blessings, to increase your own intelligence and wisdom. And at the end, you know, make a single-pointed request to Manjushri. To pacify whatever obstacles there may be, you know, in your Dharma studies and practice. Yeah. Obedience to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds this heart, the scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things is there. The sun is shining, shines forth as the sun, unclouded by prayers or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of Father for his only son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused and boundless of ignorance, overwhelmed by the suffering. You, whose dragon, thunder, proclamation of Dharma, rouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm. Whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever it sprouts appear, clearing away the downness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri. 112 marks of the Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and texts that explain them. O Maravatsana, dear Manjushri. Short mandala offering. So she bodhi jo she
Anybody have a question? Just ask one.
Rinpoche, can you give an example of a mental karma that is done, not accumulated, and is one of the example given in the 10 exception, which is done forgetfully? What is a mental karma that is done but not accumulated and that is being done forgetfully or unconsciously?
What's the question?
Can you give an example of a mental karma that is done but not accumulated?
That's the question, isn't it? That's it. The last part was...
Okay, because for karma done that's not accumulated, in the Lamrim Chengmo text, it has got 10 exceptions. Yeah. And one of the exceptions says that karma done unconsciously or forgetfully. So how can this exception apply in terms of a mental karma?
Well, so the question was, what is an example of a mental karma that is done but not accumulated, and it is also something that is not done mindfully, is it? Consciously, Samshin. Okay. So I think maybe what Sri Kim's example. Maybe have to think about it, like getting very upset in a dream. You know, you have strong. Let's say you have a very strong, let's say, malice or ill will in a dream. So this is, I mean, you have to think about this, yeah. But I think perhaps generating a malice in a dream would be a karma, a mental karma that is done but not accumulated. Well, it seems that for malice and let's say malice, ill will, it seems that it's something that is done on purpose. Well, it's kind of consciously. Yeah, purposely.
Not purpose. Voluntary. from your own side. Nobody forced you to become my listener. Chit sort of. I don't know. I don't know. Is that what I do? You don't want to kill, but somebody asks you to kill, force you to kill, yeah? But your mind is belong to you. Nobody can force. You know, this is your own mind, so nobody can like force you to, you know. But speech, body, maybe force of people, you can, you have to do, you know. So I don't know. 재산단단티래. 납세는 너스는 치도 맞춰봤어요. 안티래.
So it's clear that in the case of medicine or any ill will, this is not something that people can, this is not something that is forced upon you. Yeah? Right? I mean, we do it yeah, ourselves. Yeah? So in the case of like medicine, wrong medicine, covetousness, wrong view, this is not something, this is, these actions are not the force upon us. Yeah. I mean, it comes from outside. We do it, yeah. Unlike certain actions of the body and speech, sometimes these can be imposed upon us and we're forced to do some things.
So since we're on this topic, I was, what is the, okay, for karma that is neither done nor accumulated, what is the result that one will either definitely experience or possibly experience? Since they are neither done nor accumulated.
You're asking what is the result of a karma that is neither done nor accumulated, right?
Yeah, because if it is if a karma that you definitely experience will be karma that you accumulated, and karma that you possibly experience will be karma that is done. But in, are not accumulated.
Done but not accumulated. Yeah.
Done but not accumulated. All right. Yeah. So, but in the case of karma that is neither done nor accumulated, you know, how would you definitely experience or possibly experience something that you neither done nor accumulated?
Is there a result or not?
I think Kazan Shiva Nashir, Kazan Ta, Mazu, that Kazan Le Kazore, Kazan Shuin Substat, Le Kazore, Chela Masabas, that Chela Masabadi, and Banyebele, the Manyebele, Kazan Chedugunla, that on the Manyebele and Shagore, the Chela Masabadi, Manyebele Shahe, Taganashi, Le Macheba, Le Masabadi, Manyebele and Shagiduan.
So if you look at karma in terms of the results, its results, yeah, then there are two, yeah. Karma whose result you will definitely experience, and karma whose results you will possibly experience. You have these two, yeah? Okay. Then, a karma that is accumulated falls under a karma that is whose result you will definitely experience, right? Karma that is done but not accumulated is a karma whose result you will possibly experience, yeah? What about karma that is not done and is not accumulated? It is a karma whose result you will possibly experience, right? So in case of creating a karma, you know, in a dream, you know, once the karma is created, we're not saying that you'll definitely not experience any result, you know, but it is possible that you may experience a result. Yeah? It's possible to experience a result. Let's say if you develop anger, ill will in a dream, it may be for a short period of time. You may experience its result. Yeah. Because if you think about it, you know, even if it's for a short period of time, let's say the thought to even kill, let's say, you know, you have the thought to kill, but it lasts for a very short period of time. Nevertheless, it's still negative mind, yeah. So it's, you may experience a result from it.
What?
What Benny is trying to figure out is how on earth can result come from an action that you didn't do and you did not accumulate. How?
I don't have a problem with that. The thing is that if that's the case, can I assume then that the karma that is neither done nor accumulated does not fall under the path of action, but the action that is at the motivation stage? Not the performance stage, at a time of motivation, but not a time of performance. Because both the karma done and accumulated occurs at a time of performance, am I right?
Yeah.
So, but then there's also the karma that is at a time of motivation, attitude phase.
Yeah.
Can I say that karma is the one that falls under this category? Neither done nor accumulated, there's only a short period of time, but which also there is a possibility of you experiencing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not a path of action, but the karma there.
Yeah, yeah, we talk about the karma now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you know, the example of even if you entertain let's say you develop a wish to kill, yeah, for a very short period of time. So, that perhaps can be considered as an example of a karma that is not done and not accumulated, yeah. Because there is karma that is not done and not accumulated. So if they it exists, we must be able to come up with an illustration, right? So perhaps this having the thought to kill, you know, but we should last for a very short time can be an example of this. Okay? So this thought to kill, although it's very short, it exists at the time of the motivation, right? It's very short, yeah. So into that karma would be that would be a karma, but not a path of action, yeah. So this exists at the motivational phase, yeah.
Ato sha ta tine ma ka zong ta tsam tine ka re sa. Ato shi ne ka zang zo ta ni mong su ta kere ta ta na. Le ta ni mong na ne ni mong zo sha ga re sa wa ti ya. Ni mong zo sha wa imi gyun sen di ka zang ni ki tong ne. Gyun sen ni ki tong ne shu gu tuwa. Wa ta ti ni mong ke sha ga re sa. Le la ni mong ke sha ga re sa ta. Di sung hai shi ta.
In the last lesson, we saw how of the two, karma and afflictions. Karma is considered to be primary, the main. Delusion. Karma and afflictions. Karma of the two, karma and afflictions. Afflictions is the primary. And there are two reasons to support that, yeah.
Oh, to say, Tinema, Tan Yimong, Sekan Shivana Shire, Tan Yimong Moswa, Sede, Kan Shivana Shire, Yimong Sede, Sem Kamba Kang, Kin to Kala, the Rangis, Rangis, Sem Mashiva Shivas, or Tila Yimong Sede.
Then in identifying the afflictions, So in the last lesson, we did look at what an affliction is. Yeah. So an affliction is basically any mind that when it arises in our mental continuum, it disturbs disturbs our mind.
What in this one? Tinema ta tambo tela chu sha se tambo to cha se di ati re to cha ni se ta. Chiam nangi yu tupa yu tunga la ming na jesu cha pa te pena re la num shukpa junga wa shindu dia nangi mikpa la shen shing cha pa ni mikpa te na chal ka wa oso te sung chi.
So okay, then if you are following the root text, we are on bottom of page 116. The Lamrim Chenmu is page 299. So 10 afflictions are listed here. So the first of the 10 is attachment. So what is attachment? Attachment means noticing a pleasant or attractive external or internal object and desiring it. When attachment clings to its object and grows stronger, it is hard to tear yourself away from the object, just as it is difficult to remove oil which has soaked into a cloth.
O dukshine, ta dela ta chida nang sedi pechen ta chi sedi ta yuki mati wasu, ta shebe yuki re rangi yuki mati wasu, ta pena chi, ta rangi ne kang tang, kangba tang, ne tang, ta tondayi, ta ti tang longcho lo sopati, ta chi dukshine, shana pechen tiko nang sedi zo zo rangi yuki tiba, rangi yuki pe kumbo nga la sopa, o dukshine shana, tiki mendo.
Okay, so here, attachment here means noticing a pleasant, attractive, external or internal object. Yeah. So external object, you can take it to mean those phenomena that is not conjoined with the consciousness, such as one's abode, one's dwelling, one's resources. Yeah. Internal object here refers to those phenomena that are conjoined with one's mental continuum, So what attachment does is that it focuses on either an attractive external object or an attractive internal object, and it views that object to be by nature very nice, by nature pleasant and attractive.
Oh, tinde mikche, dat tanda, tinde ani rangi tongche, dat tanda Jesus chapa, dat tanda ni, dat tere Jesus cha te pasa tanda ni, dat tundu nye tine shita. Raba tine roji tundu nye tine ki, dat loji chabi yore, cha pasa to.
So attachment views its object, you know, to be very pleasant or attractive by its by nature, and wishes for it. Yeah, one's desires the object. Yeah.
What does he? That interest. What does he? That on that. Ni rangi semdi ta yudelo shubo na shinchesh. Rangi semda yudini ta. Nawa.
So it's as if that the mind has completely absorbed into the object, isn't it? So it says here, you find it difficult to separate yourself from the object, yeah. Attachment is a mind that desires the object, an object. By focusing on it, then it develops an attachment and desires the object.
The
function of attachment is that it serves as the support.
The
basis
for suffering.
So it said that attachment acts as a support, the basis for producing suffering. Because of having attachment for the object, then when harm or damage is done to the object of attachment, then hostility arises, anger arises, right? Then karma is created. One creates karma, accumulates karma, and then one has to then circle in a cyclic existence, and thereby experiencing various sufferings.
What is it? That one day, that dosha said that nam duksu kato dela naba chiva duksu matungesi. That day, naba chigiya wadi tomo tungesi. That one day samla ya butama dosha ki shichese.
Attachment is the basis for producing suffering. But however, we are not able to see it. But actually, attachment is the basis for producing suffering, which binds us. So attachment is that which binds us to cyclic existence as well.
Then next is
anger, yeah. So anger means observing the origins of suffering, such as living beings, pain, weapons or thorns, and giving rise to a harsh, tormented mind that contemplates harming these objects. Okay, so first the objects of anger is mentioned. So one can get angry at the living beings. Then it says pain. It's translated as pain, but the word is dungyal in Tibetan. So suffering. Suffering here referring to one's own suffering. And then you have weapons or thorns. These basically describe the origins or the sources from which sufferings arise.
Oh, tindeshan. That tindzola mikche. That thanda ni karzwa ta. That sem misoba. That thanda ni tindzola yu tindzola mikche. That sem misoba. That no ba chindo kiloshi. That thanda. Oh, tindeshi chabiyo le.
So anger is a mind. That when focusing on these objects, it's unable to tolerate them, unable to bear with them, and then wishes to then cause harm.
What in the Sungare, that patient, that in the Corona Tartuga, Tungalki, Nenamla, Mine, Kundu, Narsema, Sim, Tsubo, Udela, Novacheva, somehow, that it degree to Tatunda.
So, what is the function of anger? So, anger functions to. Yes, the function of causing us to not abide in happiness in this life, okay? And anger produces immeasurable suffering in the future lives. So as is mentioned in the Garland of Birth stories in Jataka Tales, even though you may look, it may be pleasant looking by nature, you may have a nice complexion, nice color, nice shape and what have you, but when you develop anger, you may not look nice. Even one is maybe adorned with beautiful ornaments, you're well dressed, but when one is upset,
suddenly, your whole appearance becomes 修习要不要把人呢他捏把人那样他控制是两百人他春节刚刚有的捏上给他车上一车上不用说过有的人呢他今天一经济让告诉了他动了那种用钱我这样你哭没痛他转到这些送过来的
even though you may have a very you have a very comfortable bed, yeah. Everything is there for you to have a good rest. Yeah. But when one is upset, you know, yeah. Even though all the conditions are there for you to have a good rest, but when you are upset, when you are angry, you may not be able to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because of anger, one forgets the kindness of perhaps others. One may have received a benefit from these people, you know. But due to anger, one may forget what the benefit they have done for you, yeah, the benefit they have given to you, the benefit they have, you know, the help they have given you. And then instead of repaying the kindness, then actually one acts in the opposite way.
Oh, today some do. Ani taka nashi. Ani so so. Tak kondo today tak chukchu malang jingi so so thola sopa yunaya. Ani si tak meba cha doye. Ani taka nashi. Ani so so thanda dube ina nyam doye. Wat toksuni tak kalle kalle tak kanga nyam doye si. Wat today cha doye di sungu yare.
And due to anger, one may lose the friends, companions, and so, as a result, then one's own goals does not get accomplished.
When
we are upset, you know, even the good advice given by our loved ones, you know, that will not benefit us. Yeah. Due to anger, we are not able to distinguish between what is right and wrong. Yeah. Even though right, helpful advice is given to us by our loved ones. Wow, so I mean these are things that are very well, that are so obvious, yeah, in our lives, isn't it? Yeah, this is something that we all can understand. So this is why anger functions to cause us suffering in this life. Yeah. And due to anger, we become habituated to anger. Habituated to non-virtue, and due to that, we have to experience the results in the future lives by taking rebirth and in the lower realms, you know, where we have to suffer for a long time. So anger is a mind where there is unable to to tolerate or to put up with those objects that are mentioned. Yeah? And it's a mind that, you know, it's a mind which contemplates, you know, harming those objects. Yeah? And when anger arises, immediately the mind is disturbed. Yeah, immediately.
That is...
So in this, in the text here, a thorn is stated as an object of anger, right? So how do you get upset with a thorn, and how do you contemplate harming that thorn?
Possible?
Absolutely, I think.
Did I tell one story? Last time in the monastery, I have one another friend. So in that time, we don't have the gas, so I have to cook with the stove, the kerosene stove. You have to pump, no? Yeah, you have to hold the stove with one hand, then you have to pump. So then the fire come on top there. So then you can cook, you know. So because in India, so where the small hole where they come the gas, you know. So sometimes the hole is very small, sometimes it's stuck. So you have to clean with a small needle. I think probably your older generation should know that. Young one never see that maybe. So the fire come, you know. So sometimes you're not careful, the needle will break and stuck. Then you cannot take out, yeah? So sometimes happen like that. So then one of my friends, so we all have that one, but he have something special, I think from Europe or something like that. Not Indian one, better one, portable, you know, very small. So like that. He's also, I think only he had that one. So other one is normal, you know, made in India, big one. So when you cook, so then sometimes the gas doesn't come out, sometimes too much kerosene, then sometimes like that. So one day, so he is rushing, he has to cook quickly because he has to go to class, you know. So somehow the stove is not doing well, then he put the needle broke down, go inside. So he cannot do anything, then he got very, very angry, you know. So next to him, he had one stick for roll the bread next to him in the kitchen. So then he was so angry, then he get the stick. You know, with the two hands hit the stove, you know. Of course, then the stove, the whatever the top become. So it become like that. So then after he's so angry, he throw the stove outside. You know, then after 10 minutes, he feels so regret himself. You know, he took the stove. Then after went down, bring back the stove. Then he look at it. So then he thinking how to fix it. Yeah. So this thing happened. Yes. Right. So you know when the anger arises. The strong anger arises that you totally forgot, you know. So here, just I think maybe some example like that, you know. You get angry to the different object and, you know, harming, you know, hitting the thing. Yeah? Maybe something like that. Oh, okay. No, I think he picks. I think he took back, then somehow he couldn't fix. Then another person there, because he said, can I have it? Then I think he give that, you know, to him. Then person went and fix it, bring back, he saw it, then he feel like... you want that, you know, but he cannot fix. Then he think himself, and he's... Himself, he said, I'm so stupid, you know, he said. Then, Otosin, Tinema, that's Sumba, that Michael's, that Michael said, that Jigdala, ten, Chiam, Nangi, Tormant, and Sanga, the Mingle, same Kimba, the toy, number two, to Chupa horse.
Okay, number three, pride. Pride means observing either internally or externally qualities that are high, low, good, or bad, and based on the, I would say, the translator's, the view of the transitory collection. So based on that, allowing your mind to become inflated, you assume and expect an aspect of superiority.
What they say that on that, chere that on that, that chivan chere that majal seedi that kasana, that majal kisa that tinte lega dupena that shidi that chem nangi that dia yugo ito that on that ni. That on that chi, the chiam nangs, not the lamb, the chi, nor la sopas, nor long jello sopa, make a chick down, nangs do, rang nangi yente, Rawan. Tindation and ticket to that, tonight, tindela, mick chair, that on that. That on that. The same thing with number chance, that on that in the smooth.
Okay, so again here, the pride observes something either. So it is something internal or external, yeah. So external here can refer to like things like one's wealth, one's possessions. Yeah. Internal, you know, or can, I guess you can, it can mean one's qualities, yeah.
What do you mean? That tall, the mouse said that thing around the tall, meaning around the mall, meaning I just get, and some bullet meaning around the song, around the number, what in the meaning I just get, this song is stop.
Then it says here that one can develop pride by focusing on either external or internal qualities that are high. You focus on things that are low, you can develop pride as well. When you focus on things that are good, one can develop pride. When one focuses on things that are bad, one can also develop pride.
What took you? That on that, that did not, that jigdala, and then jigdala, temba, as in the sung at that on that, tanga jelly, so jigdala, then it came, which is sung with your head. That was that the. That on that, so to tell it, that jigdala, then so it is so done.
So here, our pride is developed based on, it says here, the refined view of the perishing aggregates, yeah, but we have been translating it as the view of the transitory collection. Okay, so pride is developed based on the view of the transitory collection. One of those is this. Basically, we are saying that pride is developed based on this innate, very innate conception of an I. Innate conception which thinks me, I. So based on the view of the transitory collection, this an innate conception which thinks I, then that allows the mind to become inflated. And it says here that one assumes an aspect of superiority. Assumes.
So
one can develop pride by thinking that one is just slightly lower than those who are actually much more superior. One can also develop pride by thinking by thinking of looking at those who are lower than us, no, then we think that we are superior to them. So yeah, by thinking like this, then one's mind becomes inflated, no? Or literally it's a puffing up of the mind. Yeah. So what pride has the function of causing us to disrespect those who possess qualities, and it interferes, it obstructs the attainment of qualities in our own attainment of qualities. Then pride can cause one to engage in actions that will result in a lower realm rebirth. And even when one is reborn as a human, it can cause us to be reborn in a lower caste. For example, one has to be a servant.
What took Sinitinema, that takes some stud them basso, some make ne, yodam, me, yimi, inam, min, yamba horse, that takes some tisha. Maripas, Maripani, then she dung, then dead on Kunjoki Ranshinla.
Then the next is ignorance. Ignorance means possessing the affliction of misunderstanding on account of a mind that is unclear about the nature of the four truths, karma and its effects, and the three jewels.
어떻게 다던다 제단 다 다던다 들으셔 다던다 팀도 다던다 다티람나 팀이나 다던다 마릭바 수도가라 다 미셔바 삼마샤에 아니지 미셔바 삼마샤바체 아니 친지 록도 짐발 샤에 어딘데이다 마리파 아스 모진당 다 민다와 니용되시 다돈다 대승부여래
there are two ways of identifying your ignorance. I mean, one is you take ignorance to mean mere lack of knowledge of something. Yeah. But one ignorance can also mean mistaken way of apprehending an object.
어떤데 손에 다때 잡아 소소 시당다고 시대샤 다저 다자가 다때 변화 다 가르쳤나 너는 동매다 인이라 소가 어때 남기 다저나 마리바스도 다 미셔바 잠마샤에 근데 소래 다니 너는 초다다 저기 미셔바 잠마레스 다던다 진짜 녹도 진배 다
So due to the different ways in which the past Indian masters explained, yeah, so you have these different ways of identifying ignorance. Yeah. So, for example, Aya Sangha and Basubandhu explained ignorance to be a mere lack of understanding of a particular object, yeah. just a mere not knowing, you know. Whereas Dharmakati says that ignorance is more than that. Ignorance is an active misapprehension
something, yeah.
And the function of ignorance is that it serves as the support, the basis for all the other afflictions that arise. Then you have doubt. Doubt means considering those three, the four truths, karma and its effects, and the three jewels, and being uncertain whether they exist or are real.
So doubt
is basically a two-pointed mind. Yeah. No, it thinks, is it or is it not? Does it exist or not?
Oh, toxin. That taganashin. That damba. Damba shila mixe. That damba shit sum.
So doubt is basically a two-pointed mind. It thinks whether any particular phenomenon exists or not, whether it is or it is not. Yeah. For example, you can focus on the four truths, the four noble truths, and wonders whether it is or it is not. Focuses on the three jewels and wonders whether there is such a thing as the three jewels or not. Yeah. So by having doubts, you know, about the Four Noble Truths, then it obstructs one's as a gaining an ascertainment, correct understanding of the Four Noble Truths. And by having doubts about karma and its effects, it prevents us from living a life according to the principles of karma. For example, it may interfere. Having doubts in karma may interfere and obstruct us in our accumulation of
virtue.
Okay, so we have to think, how does doubt interfere in our understanding of the Four Noble Truths? How does it interfere in our accumulation of virtue? Well, if it is doubt that is not tending towards the fact, let's say, you think about the Four Noble Truths, or you think about karma, but you tend to side more with, you tend to think maybe more unlikely that there's such a thing as karma. You're doubting, but you tend towards the non-fact. Yeah. So you kind of think, oh, maybe maybe not, unlikely. You know. Then of course that will interfere, right? In the understanding of the Four Noble Truths, or interfere in living a life according to karma. Yeah. But what about doubt that is tending towards the fact? You still have doubt, but you think, but maybe there is karma, or maybe there is the Four Noble Truths, or maybe the Four Noble Truths is as it is, as explained, or maybe there is the Three Jewels. Does that doubt, that kind of doubt which tends towards the fact, does that interfere?
Yes, question.
Let's say living an ethical way of life, does it interfere with your gaining an understanding and ascertainment of the Four Noble Truths? Does it interfere? Does it obstruct? So the doubt that tends towards the fact, harms or benefit? Harms or benefit? Harms or benefit?
That takes some raw, that raw to you, takes some sun, patient that, then you did that touch your mara, patient you said some domino, touch you with Lushimara, the patient you said it on the top of Sadigora.
So the doubt that tends towards the fact is not a mind that has developed certainty with respect to its object. Yeah. Let's say with respect to karma, you're thinking maybe very likely there is karma, but you still have not made up your mind. It's still not a definite ascertainment, right? So you still have doubt, yeah. So that kind of doubt, does it interfere in the practice, or does it help your practice?
Look all sleepy. I think too much delusion. Yeah, here? Ten men versus delusion. Look where everybody's sleeping.
Maybe doubting the question.
This one, that deeper, this one, tesson porto, that deeper the martin, I had got two at on the
tiro.
She done that, there's Nina Tigre Chitanta, Jamazat, Lorin, Lorin Namshe Situyan, there's Ligre Hot, that Yawatan, Yawakatsu, you met that, the diamond, the Jama Ligre Vangio. Santa Della that, the shop, Shetan, Margil, Texon, Maripa, said the core, ropes with Shannon Tigre.
For now, it is sufficient for you just to have a rough idea of what these are like, you know, attachment, anger, pride, ignorance, and doubt. Yeah. So, you know, in the next module, when we study mind and mental factors, more detail will come. Yeah, and the definitions, the divisions, you know, and so forth. Yeah. But for now, it's sufficient just to have a rough idea. So if you have any questions, you know, regarding what we've covered today, then you can bring it up right now.
Think about
Tā nīlēngi pōngbō la mīnē ngā tā ngā yī shē tā tōng tā jī tā yī shērā nī mō chēn sā jī tā sē dī.
Okay, number six. The view of the transitory collection. What is it? The view of the transitory collection is an afflictive intelligence that observes the appropriated aggregates and regards them as I or mine.
Oh, that's it. I don't know how to explain also now.
Okay, what is the object of observation of the view of the transitory collection? The view of the transitory collection is an affliction, yeah? It observes something, it has an object of observation. What is it? It is one's appropriated aggregates. Okay? It's not just the appropriated aggregates, yeah? It's one's appropriated aggregates.
Oh, that till a mixture. Ani nga sebe ta tanda ni nga ji zing shi mikpa tila mikche ta kora nga re se zingge yo mate nga o nipa lo shi chigadwa tila mikche nga se lo shi yung shi tete nga tila mikche ta tanda tila mikche nga o nipa ta tanda nga se ji chari yung shi ta nga di ta yana kaso ta ta zindan dame ro nga di ta zo kap di la ta
Just Okay, so the object of observation or the view of the transitory collection is one's own of one's appropriated aggregates. Based on that, concept of I arises. Yeah. Yeah. And then one apprehends that I to be self-sufficient, substantially existent. Here. Here. Sounds familiar? Should be familiar, right?
Yeah. That's what this is. That's what that. That's what I'm saying. 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 That's what I'm Pungbole Tenshimba, Ram the same Tenshimba, Dakshi Sunshe, T, the Pungbola, my own Denadoshi, Pungbo the Kola Onshe, Dak the own Yoshadoshi, but in this, that Zinding is that.
Okay, so the view of the transitory collection focuses, observes one's own appropriated aggregates. Based on that, a conception of I arises. And then it apprehends this I to be self-sufficient, substantially existent. So what does it mean? So it, the way it apprehends this I, the way it looks at this I is like, it is something that is not dependent on one's body or mind. It's something that is separate from the body and mind, you know? And it apprehends this I to be like the owner of the aggregates. It's like the Lord, the Master, you know, owning the aggregates. So here, this point in time, we are talking about the view of a self that is shared, you know, that is shared by the major Buddhist tenets, yeah. Okay? So the view of the transitory collection focuses on one's aggregates, or property aggregates, and then the sense of an I arises. And then it focuses on this, then it apprehends this I to be something that is distinct, separate, completely different from the body and mind. And he apprehends this I to be the Lord, the master of the aggregates, to be the owner of the aggregates. So in this sense, he apprehends the I to be self-sufficient and substantially existent. So yeah, he apprehends the I to exist without depending on the body and mind. Yeah. He apprehends that this I to be self sufficient. So this mind is an affective and intelligent.
Pungbola matebe, this is dark aranjawa chitin desh. But
So as it says in the text, so the view of the transitory collection is an afflictive intelligence that observes what? The appropriated aggregates. And regards them as I or mine. So this does not mean that the view of the transitory collection regards or apprehends the aggregates as I or mine. No, that's not what it means. Although this is what it said, but the meaning is that with the aggregates as the object observation, then a sense of I arises. And one apprehends that this I, which to be distinct from the aggregates, separate from the aggregates, and to be an owner of the aggregates. Yeah. So such a mind is called the view of the transitory collection. It will take a bit of time, especially for those of you who are hearing it for the first time, because the words themselves may be challenging. But if you get discouraged or depressed hearing it the first time, then nothing's going to happen.
Depressed.
So, yeah. I mean, the word is semshuchak, which is literally getting discouraged. But I think for a lot of people, it also means depressed. La. So, same. La. So the point is to engage in more, to hear it more, to discuss amongst yourself, to learn, so it will become clearer. Yeah.
Oh, tindere sha. Atoshin tine ma ta chile la tinde tawa nyamba shin tamji ten che otinde song sha ta. Tela jikta la tene ta tawa nyamba shin zoga ma dim. Oti sung bi yare.
And what's the view of the transitory collection has the function of acting as the support for all views. Yeah.
The next is
an explanation of the words that make up the phrase the view of the transitory collection. Yeah. So here, since transitory means impermanent and collection is plural. So since transitory means impermanent and collection is plural, the terms indicate that what are apprehended are simply impermanent and multiple phenomena. There is no permanent and unitary person. This is why it is called the view of the transitory collection.
So, as is
explained here in this paragraph, and the reason why here the view of the transitory collection is explained here, is to basically help us understand that a permanent unitary and independent self person does not exist. And on top of that, it's also to help us understand that a self-sufficient, substantially existent person does not exist. Yeah, so here is an explanation to help us understand why to help us negate the non-Buddhist assertions of a self. Yeah. Yeah, so the non-Buddhist philosophical systems, many of them assert that the self or the soul is something that is permanent, unitary, and independent. Yeah. So, whereas in reality, there isn't such a phenomenon. Okay, so according to the Buddhist view, a permanent, unitary, and independent self does not exist. And then if you can go a little bit more deeper, then there's also an explanation of how a self-sufficient, substantially existent person does not exist. And if you can go even deeper than that, then there's also an explanation of how a person which exists by way of his own character, yeah, does not exist. So anyway, here, for our purpose, the view of the transitory collection basically is a mind which apprehends the I or the self as something really distinct from the aggregates, you know, separate, nothing to do with the aggregates. Yeah. And it apprehends this I to be the controller of the aggregates, yeah, to be the owner, the controller of the body and mind. So such a mind which apprehends the I in such a way is called the view of the transitory collection. Yeah.
The aspect of it not, the I being not being independent is not described here. They only describe it as transitory and a collection, yeah? So impermanent and plural, but it not being independent is not mentioned here. So where do we find that being taught?
Because here the main purpose is to explain the words transitory collection. In the phrase, the view of the transitory collection, there are the words transitory and collection. So the explanation here is as in relation to that, yeah, explaining what does transitory and what does collection mean.
Yeah. Dark side, takwa mares. Tatunda. Sope dangi chenza, chikwa mares. Tatunda tinza, kiji chikwa inza, tatapa mares. Sope dangi inza, chikwa mares. Tinde kansa mes. Tunda tini chiputi chikwa. Tijakwa de so chikso, segeti shetini yungare, tatso tiri.
Yeah, so because here, he's trying to explain the words transitory collection. Yeah. So, why is it transitory? Because, the aggregates are impermanent, it's changing each and every single moment, therefore it is transitory, yeah, which means impermanent. Yeah. As for the word collection, because the aggregates are many, so therefore they are not unitary, not one. So this is the explanation of the words transitory and collection. But what it is trying to show is that a permanent unitary and independent self or person does not exist. So, because Benny's question is about why the word independent is not mentioned, isn't it? So, mainly because, I guess, because here, what it is basically, they're trying to explain the words transitory and collection. Yeah?
Yeah, ask question. Huh?
Is there a reason?
Jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a reason why in this list given by Lama Tsongkhapa that ignorance doesn't come out at the top of the 10 and it comes out as attachment instead? Even though ignorance is the basis of all suffering?
Karina, Namjin, Tondo, Karina, Tombo, you made a dojasha, Demosum's cutting yellow, that you can check out when I'm.
When we talk about the three mental poisons, the slang in Tibetan is Dojab, Shedang, Timoksu. The order is attachment, anger, and ignorance. Somehow the order is like that. Yeah, it sounds nice that way. Otherwise, you put ding. Yeah, it sounds funny. So sometimes in the, I guess in Tibetan, the words are arranged in order of ease of pronunciation.
Yeah, like you know, the three monasteries, Sera, Kanden, Jepung. No, they always used to say Sente Kasum, you know, Sera, Jepung, Kanden. Always come Sera first. Sende Kasum. This, I think, really easy to say. Then, Depong Monastery, they say De Kasum. No? De Sir, I don't know how. De Kasirsum, something like that. So they first. Then you go to Ganden, they say Gande Sirsum. But Gande first. This one, I'm not sure why attachment come first. Yeah, anybody have good?
야, 스킨.
I have no answer to your question.
Huh? What?
But I want to point out something for the newcomers. Wow. The ignorance that is defined under this specific definition is possessing an affliction of misunderstanding on account of mind that's unclear about nature of four noble truths, karma, effects, and three jewels. Mm. It's not the ignorance that Benny is talking about. So maybe they might get confused. No, you're talking about ignorance, right? You say ignorance being ignorance being the basis. So that ignorance is different from this ignorance that's defined in the book. No, I'm just trying to tell the newcomers in case they get misunderstanding.
I didn't get what he said.
You see, the ignorance is.
So you're saying that your reasoning is that because of the definition of ignorance given here, it is just a mind that is not very sure about Four Noble Truths, karma, and its effects. Therefore, it is not put as number one because it's not the basis for all the afflictions, right?
Yeah.
A mere lack of understanding or something, therefore is not the basis of for the production of other afflictions, right?
You are saying that?
No. I'm saying that the ignorance that we normally talk about is
We're fine. I think we got it. The ignorance is just a mere lack of understanding or something. Is it a basis of afflictions or not?
Is it an affliction?
Not the active misapprehension, that's the first one. That's blah blah.
Is it affliction?
Is the basis for afflictions or not? All the afflictions or not?
You mean our view of inherent existence?
No. Is ignorance the root or not?
Ignorance is the root of all afflictions, correct?
So, but then why is it number four, not number one?
The question is that, yeah.
Why is it not? Maybe I have to think about it.
not the sake of new one. For yourself.
Can I ask a question about appropriatedness? You say that transitory collection refers to one's own appropriated aggregates, but the word appropriated has never been explained. And can I see whether I'm right? Because you said that the concept of I in transitory collection. The view of the transitory collection is not dependent, sees the I as separate and distinct from the aggregates, body and mind. Therefore, the word appropriated aggregates, does it refer to the fact that it sees it separate, the view of the I as self and I and mind, it's based on your aggregates, but actually it sees it as separate, and that's wrong. And that is related to the word appropriated. Because the word appropriated is never really explained. And when we came using that phrase, you see, appropriated.
I suddenly forgot how to say that in Tibetan. Did anybody knows what it means in English? Because I'm not very sure.
Yes, it takes over. It means takes over. Take possession, take over.
Take on.
Take on, take over, you see. So is it because it takes on the aggregates, but it sees it as separate?
Basically, the meaning is this. The aggregates are the product of our afflictions, karma and afflictions. So in English, can we say appropriated by? The aggregates are appropriated by karma and afflictions. Is that the meaning? Can, yeah? But anyway, the meaning is that. Appropriated means the aggregates as you take on the aggregates. Aggregates are taken on due to power and influence of karma and afflictions. Yeah.
Then, after I sort your question.
So, after knowing the meaning of appropriated, does the second half of the question, is it relevant anymore?
Well, I was trying to relate it to what you all were saying, that the I sees itself as separate and distinct from the aggregates, and sees it distinct from it, sees it as the Lord, owner of the aggregates. So I'm trying to work out this idea of seeing the I as separate and seeing the eye as the owner. So I was wondering whether this related to the word appropriated. Okay, no. Everyone's shaking their head. Okay.
But I didn't get exactly what he's saying. Huh? Your question.
The meaning is that there isn't a self or a person that that is of a different entity from the aggregates.
Simgi, simdang, yana pungbodang, yana sim, yana pungbole, mo lope, dak sedi, that namasanje, shagioma, tatuna, di yoma descore.
So, all the Buddhist, the Buddhist view, the Buddhist philosophical systems, said that there isn't an I or self or person that is of a different entity from the mind or from the body.
Oh, that this do ya, sim de kansa de, pungo de kansa de, ya this ki ya mare.
Okay. The I does not exist as a different entity from the body and mind. But having said that, we are not saying that the body and the mind is the I.
Oh, tuxini, jaza ta pungo le.
Yeah, so if it is incorrect to think or to assert that there is an I that is of a different entity from the body and mind.
이나야,当我这句了,풍波的落过去,让个心的落过大去,풍波的落过
However, for us, we believe very strongly that that we ourselves, our I, or the person whatsoever, is something that exists, but it exists as something completely separate from our mind and body, nothing to do with our mind and body.
We have such a mind. We believe that ourselves, I, the person, whether you call it I, person, or self, is something that is completely separate from the body and mind, exists separately from the body and mind, completely distinct. Yeah. Such a belief is what we call a view of the transitory collection. So yeah, this is of course a difficult, but this is something that requires time before it becomes clearer. Yeah, okay. Now, you know, we have the rest of the views. Yeah. Oh.
So no depression. So no depression.
Okay, we will finish off with the usual dedication prayers.